This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakwa began a powerful message titled The Intelligent Investor. Yesterday, he explained that we must be investors and not consumers. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
Key number two, you must sow natural seeds. That's already natural seeds. So the key number one is you must decide to be an investor, not a consumer. Key number two, you must sow natural seeds. Paul said, he that soweth to the flesh. In other words, the flesh means something that is natural, something that is physical. So what he's saying is that as an intelligent investor, you must sow into the natural, the flesh. Very important. If you read the Bible, all God's people that he blessed financially, they sowed a natural seed. Take Job, for example. Job was a rich man who lost all his money. But later on, he became rich again. So the question is, how does his money come back? Very simple. In Job 42 verse 11, the Bible says, there came to him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been his acquaintance before, and they did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and they comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and an earring of gold. The Bible says that for him to bounce back from his failed business, God brought people into his life. The people that are in your life, they are messengers of the Holy Spirit. They look normal, but they are not normal. God has sent them. Psalm 37 verse 4, it says, men are thy hand, O God. So God brought people into his life. And when they came, they didn't come with so much money. No. Some brought him bread, tea bread, sugar bread. Then after, they gave him a piece of money and an earring of gold. Not too much, but just enough. Seed. Then this man Job, the little man that they gave to him, he started again. And he invested the seed. I want you to watch that God did not tell people to bring Job $1 million. Rather, they gave him pieces of money, just seed. Why? Because the blessing is always on the seed sown. So Job came and the little man that he had, he started his business again. And by Job 42 verse 12, the Bible says, and the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep. What it meant was that with the little man that he had, probably he bought one sheep and started. 6,000 camels. He bought a camel and he started again. 1,000 yoke of oxen. He bought one cow and started again. 1,000 she asses. He bought one ass and started again. But over a period of about 20 years. Why 20 years? Because within that period, he gave birth to 10 children. And I'm assuming that if the wife was giving birth at every 2 years, there is one child, which is very fast. The minimum time is 20 years. By the time, after about 20 years of consistently investing, the Bible says, and the Lord blessed. The hand of God came upon that in his business, and Job became the richest man again one more time. So, I want to say to those of us who think that Christianity is magic, you give 100 cities and you are walking on the road, suddenly you see $1 million on the road. I want you to know that God expects you to sow in the natural. So there are natural seeds that have to be sown. That's why you have to invest in your own business. You have to invest in your own idea. If you cannot invest in your own idea, who do you want to come and invest in yours when you yourself don't believe it enough? Key number three, we must understand the limitations of a natural investment. You must understand the limitations of a natural investment. Why? Paul said, Galatians 6:8, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. The word corruption means subject to decay. So Paul said, although it is good to sow in the natural, there's one thing you must always remember, that every natural seed ultimately gets corrupted. It decays. And it's true. So Paul said you must always realize that every natural investment has a downside. It doesn't last. It's temporary. Corruption. When I was young, for those of you who like clothes, there are people who invest a lot in clothes. Recently, I was in the States. I was with a friend of mine. He said to me, I want to take you shopping and buy some expensive clothes for you. And I said, I am allergic to expensive clothes. I said, I'm not a man of fashion. Once it's nice, it's decent, I'm okay. But I'm not a man of fashion. So my friend asked me, so what should I do? I said, you can give me the money. I prefer it. That's all. When I was young, when you wear trousers, the under of the trousers had to be big. That was a style. We used to call it bust 12, which means that if they measure it, it has to be 12 inches in length. And if you're really, really, really fashionable and you were, the top guy, you wear bust 24. Can you imagine a trousers that the end is open like that, 24 inches? When I was young, that was it. Assuming you had invested in trousers, bust 12 and bust 24, if I give it to you right now, you can wear it. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You must always understand. Look, the nicest Mercedes, if I give it to you right now, 30 years ago Mercedes, you won't like it. You won't like it. Because you like to have a car, that has a GPS on it, a car that you have Bluetooth, you can play your music and everything. But the Mercedes that was made 20 years ago, you won't like it. No. 2 weeks ago, I met a gentleman. He was crying. I said, why are you crying? He said to me, there's this beautiful girl. I made a lot of investment in the girl. I rented a house. I started a business. I gave her money. I bought her a car. I did this. Now the girl has left. Then I said, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Put your hands together for Jesus. Corruption. Everything is gone. Look. Even if you marry a model, one day that model will be 100 years old. You'll be walking like this. So it's good to make an investment in the natural or the physical, but you must always remember it's temporary. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 6:19, lay not up treasures upon earth, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, nor thieves break through and steal. The moth is an insect that attacks whatever investment that you have made. The rust is the nature of the investment itself. It will lose value over time. And the thieves are human beings who actually change and bring the value down. So for those of you whose investment is only natural, remember that's always temporary. 1 Peter 1:23 says, all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man, which is the thing that we pride ourselves in, maybe if it's a car, if it's a house, if it's some clothes, whatever, is as the flower of the grass. the grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. In other words, even fashion, things, they pass. Great companies, they always fold up and new ones come. It's temporary. Apple, that's a very great company. Now, one day, Apple will be no more. It will just fade away. But the word of our God endures forever. Forever. That is why you cannot just have a natural investment. It's too temporary. Too temporary. During the credit crunch, people had invested so much in the stock market, when they woke up the following day, they were broke. Everything was gone. It's not bad, but it's temporary. That's why Paul said, remember, when we sow to the flesh, by all means we'll reap corruption. It won't last. One day, it will come to an end. So, but remember, that's why you cannot make all your investments a natural investment.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that as a spiritual intelligent investor, you must sow natural seeds and understand that natural seeds are temporary. Tune in tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, finally pregnant after 4 years of childlessness. Dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me because of my inability to conceive and irregular monthly periods. You prayed for me, and indeed the God of Hannah has turned my cry into laughter. On the 13th of May, I conducted a pregnancy test in my home for the first time in 4 years, and it was positive. I checked again at the hospital, and it was still positive. I was asked to take a scan to determine the weeks of the fetus, and to my surprise, it was 16 weeks old. Now, I'm 35 weeks old, expecting my baby in a few weeks' time. All thanks to God and to you for availing yourself to be used by Him. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. What a mighty, 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 mighty miracle. You are believing God for a child. You are watching me or you are sitting here. Receive one in Jesus' name. Receive one in Jesus' name.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. That's +233 207 575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.